Next item, please.
779, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Energy Northwest in the amount of $8 million for the operations and maintenance of Portland Hydroelectric Project.
Commissioner Fish.
Madam President and colleagues, we're joined today by Gabe Salmer and Dave Peters to walk us through this, and here's a brief overview. In 1982, the City of Portland began the operation of the Portland Hydroelectric Project at Bull Run. Since the beginning, the city has sold the power to Portland General Electric, who operates, maintains, and repairs the facilities for the city. Since 1989, the Bureau of Hydroelectric Power has reported directly to the Portland Water Bureau. In the city's budget, its finances are kept separate from those of the rest of the Water Bureau. Proceeds from the sale of the power generation pay for debt service and project administration costs. All of the excess profits go to the city's general fund. The power sales agreement with Portland General Electric expires on August 31st, 2017. Dave Peters and Gabe Salmer from the Portland Water Bureau are here today to update us on a new operations and maintenance agreement and a summary of the next steps to ensure successful operation of the hydroelectric project at Bull Run. Gabe, welcome.
Thank you so much, Commissioner. That was a very nice overview. And I will let Dave Peters, our principal engineer, go through a little bit more on this particular contract.
Thank you. My name is David Peters, principal engineer with the Water Bureau. Thank you, Commissioner Fish, for that introduction. Madam President, Commissioners. Commissioner Fish provided a nice overview of this contract, and so I won't go back over those details. But as he mentioned, the current power sales agreement is coming to an end. And because of that, we need to develop four agreements that will replace the agreement that we had with Portland General Electric. Those agreements will be coming to you at several different times. Our next plan would be to come to you at the end of July with the power purchase agreement and the transmission maintenance agreement. This agreement is coming ahead of those because Energy Northwest will be doing the operations and maintenance of our facilities, and they will need to hire or relocate employees to Portland to start that operation on September 1st. And so we move this one up to allow them time to go through that process to get people hired and trained to come out to our facility. For this agreement, we selected Energy Northwest because of their extensive experience in hydroelectric work. They run facilities up and down the West Coast. That was important to us because of their interaction as a public agency and their interaction with hydroelectric facilities. They bring us special knowledge to our facilities to provide the support for us. As a public agency, they're a nonprofit organization, so we were able to enter this intergovernmental agreement with them. One of the key things, though, that they bring is that it's not just the employees that will be on the site doing the operations and maintenance, but they have a strong bench in their organization that provides technical support to those employees that will be here. The engineering, the management of that operations and maintenance will be provided by this organization. So we've worked closely with the procurement office and the city attorney's office in developing these agreements. We have support from both those offices here if there's questions that I can't answer. And at this point, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Questions?
Do they just operate hydroelectric facilities?
No, they actually operate a variety of energy facilities. So they also do wind and solar and nuclear.
So what do they used to be named? Energy Northwest sounds like one of those catchy names when agencies rebrand themselves. Didn't they used to be known as something else?
I don't have their full history.
But they do operate the one nuclear power plant in Washington State, I'm taking.
They do. Operate and maintain they do that. Currently, yes.
Okay. Does that give us any pause for concern?
No.
So if there was comments by the City Budget Office in the fiscal impact analysis. It says, obviously, that it's $8 million for a five-year term, and the first-year costs are expected to be $2 million. Given that negotiations for the new power purchase agreement, power transition agreement, and scheduler agreement are still in progress, it is uncertain whether the hydroelectric operating fund will have sufficient revenue from power sales to cover the estimated total costs. City Budget Office notes that if revenue is not sufficient to cover unmet hydropower liabilities, then the general fund may be liable under the new agreements. Could you comment on that, please?
Sure. We've done, the negotiations have been going positively with Portland General Electric for the power purchase agreement. And we had a negotiating agreement Friday where we've agreed to all the commercial terms, and we're now working through the details of the financials. But all of our previous work on the financials of that contract indicate that we'll have a positive outcome through the life of this contract, which means revenues will exceed the expenses. So that's what we plan to bring back to you at the end of July, is that agreement, and we can talk some more about how we've done those evaluations and what that balance is. In terms of this agreement, this first year, we believe we do have enough funding to get through this first year, and regardless, we will have operation and maintenance cost during that first year that we'll have to take care of, and we believe that there's enough in our funds to be able to cover that. So at this point, we're feeling pretty good about the transition to these new agreements coming into place all at the same time.
And so I probably speak for the whole council, is that that should be a bottom line in your negotiations, that the general fund should not be at risk to bail out this function.
You know, technically, the general fund has been at risk all along because, and as you know, this fund returns money to the general fund every year. In fact, I've had my eyes on this money for some other purposes. We are required to make a switch here. Portland General Electric no longer wishes to operate the facility, so we're making this change. And we're keenly aware of, we share your desire to make sure that we operate within the fixed system here. And so there's always been some risk to the general fund, even in the years when we were returning profits to the general fund. But we're required to make these changes, and we're using conservative assumptions, Commissioner Fritz, and we will be very mindful of the council's concern that this not become a burden to the general fund.
Yeah. That was exactly what I was hoping to hear. Thank you, Commissioner Fish. Further comments, questions? Would anybody like to testify on this item?
Mr. Shedrick Wilkins signed up.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm Shedrick. I'm intrigued by this group about Commissioner Saltzman's concern about nuclear energy. I think Hanford was...
Shedrick, they actually have no plans to operate a nuclear power plant in the Bull Run watershed, but we'd be happy to take a friendly amendment if there's a concern of the council on that.
I make a comment about tainting a conversation by mentioning the fact that this group...
Your mic is off there. Sorry. Could you press that button? Your mic got turned off.
Push the button?
Yeah, it got turned off. It should be green.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, I think there are like six major nuclear weapons facilities around the world, and we need to use nuclear power to clean it up. Centuries from now, we won't have any oil really. And the worst thing you can do is take a fence and padlock the thing. So if I wanted to, I could move to Richland. I used to like nuclear power and just live there and deal with that. Although, if there is any waste floating around or something, I'm probably shorting my life or something. It also has a 50-foot cooling tower. It's a turbofan cooling system, not the big, huge hourglass concrete thingies. But anyway, I really am interested in the hydroelectric power system because it makes pure aluminum for planes, which you can't do with natural gas or anything. You have to have an electric furnace. You have to have an electric furnace to make silicon chips, and you have to have an electric furnace for making uranium if you want to go on that side of it. But basically aluminum, everything's usually made out of metal nowadays. planes, not wood, and computer chips are running the modern world. You know, they can do fairly intelligent activities, you know. So, drive cars. The thing about it is I am going to be very critical of the future about, although I like solar energy, solar cells. These things are basically off-the-grid technology that can run your phone or your computer or your lights. It is not a path to renewable energy. Actually, hydroelectric power is renewable. Okay. The sun makes the water come out of the ocean. It falls on the mountains and it runs down the generators. It is renewable energy. Okay, and like I say, you can make certain things, certain metals that you can't do with a fossil fuel furnace. They learned this in the Second World War. But I really would say that there's nothing wrong with people like are homeless, living off the grid in a sleeping bag, having a small solar panel power up their phone, their computer. Lithium batteries are great now for laptops to live off the grid. But I am totally against any concept about this renewable 2050. You're not going to put solar panels on all the roofs. You're not going to have wind generators all over the place. It's not going to work. So I side with the dam people. I side with the natural gas people, somewhat a little bit restricted with the nuclear people. And, get it right that solar cells are only good for solar panels for small, off-the-grid kind of existence.
Thank you very much. This is a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading.